All right, folks, and just after 8:46, we're going to go to the phone line now, where we've got Logan Boss standing by. He is the public information officer for Northwest Georgia Public Health, and he is on air to give an update concerning COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And been a busy time for you lately, Logan. I'm sure it has.
It's busy, and I'm sure all your listeners are aware of the fact that we have a new infectious disease beginning to spread across the U.S., and we've all seen the news stories of what has happened in the country of origin, China, and in European countries like Italy right now, and we're beginning to see a spread of COVID-19 here in the U.S. But here's a real quick update, and here's what your listeners need to know. As of late last night, early this morning, Georgia's had 24 cases of either confirmed COVID-19 or presumed positive COVID-19 cases that are awaiting final confirmation by CDC. And those are spread over, which, you know, we've had we've had one in Floyd, one in Bartow, and one in Polk, a couple in Bartow, Fulton County, Cobb, Gwinnett, Cherokee, and Charlton County. So there's the spread around the state, but we expect more cases, and at some point, unfortunately, we expect to see some deaths from this new coronavirus, as we've seen in other countries and indeed here in other parts of the U.S. The main thing to know right now is that for the average person, the risk of getting COVID-19 is very low. If you're young and healthy, your risk is very low. Our concern, and this is a rapidly evolving situation, Elizabeth, and we're learning more about how this disease is presenting here in the U.S. day by day. But right now, the people who are at risk for serious illness for COVID-19 are older adults. And we're really saying, even though to so many of us, older, 60 and up is not older, but we're looking at 60 and up. The bulk of the serious illnesses, of course, are in people 80 and older. But 60 and up, and especially in 80 and up, particularly if these people have serious chronic medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, lung disease, and even obesity is considered an underlying risk factor nowadays. So these people are at higher risk of getting very sick from COVID-19. And they and their loved ones should be doing things like stocking up on supplies. We'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. Taking everyday precautions to keep space between themselves and others. When they go out in public, keep away from others who appear to be sick. I know that's always hard to tell, but often you can tell if someone is looks or is acting sick. Limit close contact and wash your hands often. These people who are at high risk need to avoid crowds as much as possible and avoid cruise travel and non-essential air travel. And should we have a COVID-19 outbreak in one of our Northwest Georgia communities, these people who are at high risk need to stay home as much as possible to further reduce the risk of being exposed.
I think the more introverted among us probably would enjoy that opportunity. I'm an extrovert. That's not a big deal to me, but for the introverted folks, they probably welcome that opportunity to stay at home a little bit.
They probably do. And the other thing again, this is for people at high risk, people 60, particularly 80 and up. The average younger person right now, the risk of COVID-19 is very low. But for these high-risk people, these older people, they need to be thinking about having some extra supplies on hand. They should contact their healthcare provider to check on getting extra necessary medication to have on hand in case there is a local outbreak and they need to stay at home for a long period of time. They need to check and make sure they have plenty of over-the-counter medicines and medical supplies. And they need to take those everyday precautions that we just talked about, clean their hands often, wash their hands, Use a hand sanitizer if soap and water aren't available. Avoid touching those high touch surfaces in public places, elevator buttons, door handles. We all know what those are. Wash your hands after touching those kind of places. Avoid touching your face and avoid crowds. Right now, we're really beginning to advise people to begin practicing some limited social distancing. And this would be wise for people of any age right now, Elizabeth, but especially these elderly people who are at risk of serious illness from COVID-19. People need to also, particularly these high-risk elderly people, need to watch for symptoms and emergency warning signs. Those are fever, cough, shortness of breath. If anyone feels like they're developing those symptoms, they need to call their health care provider. And do not go to a hospital or ER without calling ahead. That's very important. The health care provider will advise you on how to proceed. They'll certainly take care of you, but it's very important that people call ahead. We don't want people who might be sick going into a healthcare facility and possibly contaminating other people. And Elizabeth, one other thing. Mm-hmm. Right now, we've all got loved ones, parents perhaps, other loved ones. We know people who are in this at-risk for serious illness from COVID-19 group, those people 60 and especially 80 and up. So reach out to those people. Help them if you can. Make sure they're staying informed. Make sure to check on them. Make sure they have transportation if needed. And for your, if you're a family caregiver, know what medications your loved one's taking. See if you can help them get a little bit extra to have on hand. Monitor their food and other medical supplies that are needed. Create a backup plan. It's wise to stock up on non-perishable food items to have on hand to minimize their trips to stores. And if you're caring for a loved one living in a assisted care facility, a nursing home, monitor the situation, ask about the health of other residents frequently, and know that facility's protocol in case there's an outbreak. But again, for the average person right now, particularly younger people who are in good health, the risk of COVID-19 is very low, but people 60 and older, particularly people 80 and older with underlying health conditions, are at risk of serious illness from COVID-19.
Logan, we're rapidly running out of time. I only got about a minute or two left, but I did want to ask you about the current availability of testing supplies for COVID-19. Are they readily available right now locally?
No, they're not available locally. Testing right now for COVID-19, and there's a lot of misinformation being circulated by national news media about what I hear referred to as test kits. Right now, and more testing capability is coming online constantly for COVID-19. But the testing really is limited right now to the CDC and various state labs, public health labs around the country. And right now, one national private test lab. So the capability is there, but people seem to have the misimpression that your local doctor's office is going to have a test kit for COVID-19. And that's just not the way that works. So there is more and more test capability coming online all the time, but it's still concentrated with a few key labs.
Logan Bost has been my guest this segment. He is the Public Information Officer for Northwest Georgia Public Health. Logan, thank you so much for your time this morning, and I'm sure in the coming weeks we'll be chatting with you even more on this program.
Elizabeth, this is something that's going to last for months, if not longer, so I'm sure we'll be talking again, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have
a great day. Stay safe and stay healthy.
You as well.